You like true crime, the murder scene, the investigation, the unraveling of the whodunit? Take this young doctor in Chicago in the early 1890s. He gets people to work for him at his hotel, even marries some of the young women. But then suddenly, they disappear. Turns out they're suffocated, burned, or even starved to death. Their bodies often dissected. I'm Patty Steele, America's first serial killer at the 1893 World's Fair. Next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Backstory is back. What fascinates us about true crime stories? I guess it's the same thing that has fascinated us for centuries, particularly beginning in the 1800s with the arrival of tabloid journalism. They love to share the juicy details. It's a creepy form of entertainment, I guess. One of the biggest stories of the 1890s involved the gruesome serial killer H.H. Holmes, America's first serial killer to capture American nightmares. You see, Holmes was simply a guy who loved death, including his own, apparently, charming guards, chatting, laughing, even on the day of his own execution by hanging. His story began in 1861. He was born in New Hampshire. His birth name was Herman Webster Mudgett, though he later changed it to H.H. Holmes due to his various crimes, trying to cover himself up. While his parents gave him a good education, his father was a cruel and abusive alcoholic. As a kid, Holmes enjoyed dissecting animals, and eventually that led to his decision to go to medical school. He wasn't exactly playing by the rules even then. While at the University of Michigan's Department of Medicine and Surgery, he worked in the anatomy lab. He and his professor, the chief anatomy instructor, were apparently engaged in some grave robbing in order to get their hands on medical cadavers to cut apart, sort of common back in those days at medical schools. By 1885, he'd moved to Chicago. He made money through theft, insurance fraud, forgery, and swindling. He managed to build a three-story building, which a few years later, he advertised as an apartment hotel for folks visiting Chicago for the magnificent 1893 World's Fair called the Columbian Exhibition. And that's where it got kind of crazy. Later, the press called his hotel the Murder Castle. He had guests check in, but many of them, just vanished. In addition to a number of guest rooms, investigators found it also had a number of soundproof rooms, secret passageways, and trap doors. The 1880s and 90s were a time when society finally accepted the idea of young women venturing away from the towns they grew up in to find jobs and adventure in big cities. And Chicago was the place to be in the Midwest, especially with the fair coming. The Columbian Exhibition was filled with new inventions, from the first Ferris wheel to the first zippers for clothing, to foods like Cracker Jack and Aunt Jemima. Most amazingly, it was the first fair to be fully lit with electricity. Can you imagine what it was like seeing all that electric light for the first time in your life? So also imagine the young women and men who headed toward all that adventure and checked into Holmes Hotel, which had short-term rental apartments. Holmes' first victim was Julia Smythe, who moved in with her husband and 5-year-old daughter Pearl. Holmes cozied up to her, and their affair led to the breakup of her marriage. Her husband left, and she and Pearl stayed with Holmes. But eventually, something went wrong, and Holmes killed both Julia and little Pearl, whose skeleton was later found in the basement during the investigation. Next came 23-year-old Emmeline Segrand. Holmes hired her as a secretary. They became involved. But when she began to lose interest in him 6 months later, she disappeared as well. 24-year-old Minnie Williams was then hired to be Holmes' stenographer, and her 18-year-old sister Anna also moved in. Holmes began a relationship with Minnie, and in the 6 months they were together, he talked her into signing over to him deeds to property she owned in Texas. Meantime, young Anna wrote to an aunt, "Brother Harry Holmes says you need never trouble any more about me, financially or otherwise. He and Minnie will see to me. I hope our hard days are over." Neither Minnie nor Anna were ever seen again. There were maybe 11 other similar cases that the police really believed he was responsible for, but Holmes also pulled another bit of insurance fraud that led him to murdering his friend and hired hand, Benjamin Peitzel, a carpenter with a criminal past. The two tried to pull off an insurance scam in which one would fake his own death and then both would collect on it. In order for their scheme to work, they needed a cadaver. But instead, Holmes decided to simply kill Peitzel himself by pouring benzene on him and lighting him on fire, making it look like a lab accident. He then collected the insurance money without having to share it. Now, because he'd become close to Peitzel and his family, he had to figure out how to stop the questions and suspicion. So he took three of Peitzel's kids from their mother, telling her that her husband was hiding out in London after the insurance scam, and he was going to help with the kids. He then traveled with the children, mostly around the Midwest. Finally, by October 1894, he wanted to get the kids off his hands. So, as he later confessed, he drugged 7-year-old Howard and then cut up his body to dispose of it. A few weeks later, he murdered 13-year-old Alice and 9-year-old Nellie by locking them in a big trunk. He drilled a hole in the lid, put a hose through the hole, and pumped lighting gas in to kill them. Holmes buried their nude bodies in the basement of a rental house he was living in. In most of the cases involving young women, Holmes told anybody that asked that his victims had run away with a new love interest. So are you kind of getting the drift of this guy? After he was arrested, the newspapers went nuts. There was talk that Holmes had a secret crematorium in the basement of his hotel in Chicago and big vats of acid. But since the building burned down not long after he was arrested, they never found any of that. Overall, some said Holmes had murdered as many as 200 men, women, and children. He admitted to 27, but maybe had added some or completely changed his story altogether. At his trial, he was only charged with killing Peitzel. He was found guilty and sentenced to die. On May 7, 1896, H.H. Holmes was hanged for Peitzel's murder. Until the moment he died, he stayed calm and friendly, showing no fear, anxiety, or depression. Some say his murders had a pretty clear motive. His victims knew too much or were just in his way, and he needed to protect his lifestyle. Pretty cold. In any case, it was clear he liked death And for his victims, he wanted their deaths to be as long and drawn out as possible. Holmes' last words before being hung were, "I was born with the devil in me. I could not help the fact that I was a murderer, no more than a poet can help the inspiration to sing." I hope you're enjoying The Backstory with Patty Steele. Please listen, like, and subscribe if you would. And if you have a story that you'd like me to dive into and share, just DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele and on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.